Hello, everybody. Welcome to my Whole Life Leadership Message Series. I'm Claudia Chan, and I'm the founder of She Summit. It's a conference that has been leading change for She, He, and Equity for 10 years. It's our 10-year anniversary. And I'm also the author of This Is How We Rise and the creator of the Whole Life Leadership Method. And a lot of what I've been sharing with you lately is, as we're in February and still in the early stages of 2021, is we've come through a really, really rough year, right? 2020 almost reset the world and reset humanity. And it's been painful for many. But out of pain is where we can really create and where we are often called to create. And I've been in this series talking about, you know, how do we recreate the future, right? Because if anything, we're seeing that the disparities, whether in culture, whether it's people of color, whether it's women, over 5 million women are out of the workplace now due to the pandemic, politics, you know, our cultural systems is really, this is a time for a bold leadership and new generation leaders to, and this is a calling, our Whole Life Leadership series is really a calling on a new generation of leaders to create, because really every system out there, families, workplaces, businesses, was not designed for everybody to experience equity, for everybody to thrive, right? And the world, humanity is broken because the people inside of humanity have been broken, right? Nothing really set us all up to succeed, which is why whole life leadership, we need a new definition of leadership that that teaches us how to treat our whole lives as the organization we are leading. So that is my movement, is whole life leadership, this paradigm shift that every single human on the planet really needs to embody and learn, because there is so much greatness inside of you. There is so much that you are here to do, and everything has happened for you to lead that change. There's just one you in the world out of 7.8 billion people. So my message today is really calling you, is making 2021 your year of creation. You know, and again, you know, some pain that you might have been experiencing might have been internal pain. So, you know, February, I just shared a newsletter with our She Summit community that, you know, February was a really painful month for me personally. Our whole family, you know, got COVID, and it was about 30 days of quarantining because it sort of hit each of one. We all got it at different times. And it was winter, like lots of snow. We're actually in Florida right now. Finally got down here for 2 weeks to reset. But February was a painful month. But for some of you, your pain can be internal. It could be, you know, depression, anxiety, self-doubt. Maybe you wanted had this huge plan for this year, and you're excited. You're excited for 2021, but you know something is really pulling you back, and you feel paralyzed. Maybe your pain is external, and maybe it's a physical condition. I still have a chronic cough remaining from COVID. Maybe it's a physical condition. Maybe it's an external person or a circumstance that you can't seem to move through, and it keeps triggering you, right? Maybe it's being at home, you know, homeschooling, and whatever it is for you. But you know, this is an opportunity. Can you reframe around the pain and see it as an opportunity to transform you, transform your leadership, build your resilience, building your creativity, and seeding creation, seeding innovation. Because oftentimes, you know, we go through pain to become healed healers, right? We can actually, our pain can be, our private pain can be our positive impact. So the message today is really encouraging you, whether or not you're coming out of bliss or pain, is to transform wherever you're at to creation this year. The message is to, and the core message is to lead your creation from the heart and not the mind. So oftentimes we have a tendency to get really heady, you know, like we have to figure something out. We have to problem solve. And that's great. Like our mind is the most critical, most powerful tool in many ways. Like even breathing, I think it's a few seconds that you can go on without breathing, but you know, your brain literally is in thought almost every single second, right? So our minds are powerful tools, but oftentimes the greatest innovation and the greatest creation doesn't come from the mind. It actually comes from the heart. And I learned this methodology actually years ago, probably 10 years ago in a yoga immersion. I was doing a yoga course, and it was very, very much of a spiritual mindful experience, but it was this heart, mind, body method that really spoke to me. I'm gonna share it with you right now because this message is around, again, lead creation, your creation this year from your heart and not from your mind. Okay, so what do I mean by that? The heart. And I'm gonna talk about heart, mind, and body as the core pillars of your creation. So the heart is where your purpose, your vision, and your mission, right? That's where your purpose, vision, and mission should really be born out of, is from your heart, because the heart is where love is. The heart is where it's really about what you want. That is the most pivotal, fundamental question, is what do you want? We can get so caught up and consumed in what's rational and what's safe and what is the thing to do, right? What everybody else does. But really, the greatest power you have is to actually access your heart and lead from your heart, because really, you know, whether or not we struggle through something or whether or not we were excited about something and we were energized by something, you know, that's going to connect to the heart. And that's going to tell you, what do you really, really want? What speaks to your heart? And this is, again, this is where true innovation lies, not from your mind, but from the heart. This is where disruption lies. Innovation, disruption, creation should be born out of the heart. Okay, so that's number one. That's the first pillar, is make sure that your creation is heart-led this year and not mind. And again, we are shifting the paradigm, right? Success and leadership was designed by a privileged class of men for a privileged class of men. And it's just reality, right? Like society and leadership was not designed for a stay-at-home mother, right? So we need to redefine the paradigm of what is success, what is going to create true success that enables your whole life, your whole being to thrive, and every part of your life organization. So the first step is lead from the heart. Your heart is where your purpose, vision, and mission should be born out of. Okay. The second pillar is the mind. Now, once you know what you want, now you know what you want to create that came from the heart. Now it's your mind. It is your mind that has all the tools to help you strategically plan to achieve that mission, that purpose, that vision, right? So the plan, like, you know, you are so capable, you are so resilient, and really all the tools on how to navigate, you know, how do I create the plan, the blueprint to achieve that vision? What are the steps that are involved? That's where you access your mind. So your mind is where the strategic planning is born out of. Okay. And now we're going to move to the third pillar, which is your body. Now your body is the physical vessel to actually take the action to achieve the plan. So your body, you know, is something that, and this is probably my worst life department, is I get so focused on, you know, I'm very, very on top of my mental health, my leadership of my mental health and my marriage and my being a mother and all these life departments, right? I talk a lot about, you know, what are all the life departments of your life? And that's that creates your whole life leadership, your whole life organization. But your, you know, my physical health, like what am I putting in my body every single day? Am I drinking enough water? Am I breathing? Am I just taking a walk or moving my body and releasing the, you know, like getting the chi flowing in my body, right? Like your body is the vessel. It is the vehicle that is going to execute that mind planning to achieve what your heart wants. Okay, so your body is where the action, the physical action of the strategy is born out of. So we want to steward, we really want to be intentional in these three key areas is, you know, we want to lead from the heart this year as we create, we are called to create. We want to use our mind to come up with a plan on how to achieve that vision. And we want to use, treat our bodies well and steward our bodies well to execute that plan, right? And one of my favorite authors says that his name is Erwin McManus, and he has an amazing book called The Artisan Soul that I highly, highly recommend. It talks about how not only are we here on this earth to create and for creation, but we are all, and to create art, but we are all works of art, right? And the more we intend and pursue the creation of our art, the more we actually become our own masterpiece, right? So really the message today is to create. That's what we're here. Everything has happened for you. Those visions you have are have been casted on you so that you can create. And it's not ridiculous. It's not silly. It's not impossible. You know, never is going to be the right time, but 2021, make it your year of creation and create from the heart, because that is where the innovation lies. So on that note, I'm so honored to introduce to you a heart sister and a special guest joining us today on the series. Her name is Jessie Mae Wolf. She empowers teams of creatives, entrepreneurs, executives around the world to use the integration of what she calls the Heart Rise Method. And she, you know, each program powerfully results in increased emotional intelligence, strategic problem solving, leadership development. And she, Heart Rise disrupts company culture, offering a fresh take on heart-powered leadership. I love that, heart-powered leadership. And she really gets us back to connecting with the heart. And if you wait until the end of this interview and this conversation, you'll get a 3-minute heart rise meditation from Jessie. So on that note, I'm so thrilled to welcome Jessie onto our virtual stage here. And by the way, I want to remind everybody that you know, we are live streaming on LinkedIn, the Claudia Chan YouTube channel, my personal Facebook, Claudia Chan. And also I've got Instagram live up on my phone, which is why I'm not looking at you the entire time. But welcome, Jessie. How are you?
I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you, Claudia. It's a treat. So I just love everything you've already shared, and it just speaks so much to me. I'm definitely very inspired by the start of this conversation and where we're going. So I'm all about it.
I think we actually first connected because I shared a video on Instagram and you sent me a video back, and we were like video back and forthing.
And it was like heart connect. It was someone through our network who had, I think, heard it and connected us, Victoria, a little shout out. And it was just so aligned. And then it was just such a natural heart connection. So I'm super.
It's amazing too how sometimes there's all these hearts on the planet, and like some souls are just meant to connect and meant to come together to partner and collaborate. So tell us, what is the Heart Rise Method?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you've sort of teed it up so beautifully, because really it is my life's work, and it is a method that helps to cultivate and ground into heart intelligence or emotional intelligence. So in essence, it really helps us to move through so much of what we've all been experiencing and haven't really been taught how to harness. So the emotional landscape, as we're starting to see, is obviously very important that we address. I mean, we're all feeling the feels, as you described. This last year has been transitional, transformational, you know, overwhelming, disorienting, all of it, all the feels, right? So much has come up emotionally. So this method really helps us to cultivate and to develop and to strengthen and to harness that emotional power, because really everything is energy, as you described, and we know that, right? So there is a vibrational wisdom. There is an energetic wisdom. There's a lot of science to it as well. I won't digress too much on that, but it's exciting to see that there is a lot of science that supports this. So when we learn how to metabolize and move through our feelings, as you described, even with the pain and all the uncomfortable feelings that we've been so trained out of experiencing or taught to suppress or contract or shut down for fear of appearing like we don't have it all together. Newsflash, clearly none of us do. We're all doing the best we can right now. And so it's just about learning how to metabolize the feelings, really harness them and repurpose that energy as fuel, as creative inspiration, as intention, which helps us to be a better leader in all the ways. So it helps us to communicate better, to listen better, to have greater compassion, to really integrate that which we're experiencing. So it's really that the heart is this incredible engine beyond just the physiological heart that has access to an intelligence. And when we learn how to feel through what we're holding, we can actually metabolize it and access that intelligence. And it really supports us and guides us as the source of creation and innovation and all things that we're, I believe, rebirthing right now on the planet. Yeah.
I love that. And so how do you define, by the way, this difference between heart and soul?
Yes.
Would you say that they're the same thing? Or?
Well, I love that's such a great question. And I, you know, I actually do feel that there is, you know, so heart rise actually stands for radiant integral soul energy. So if you think of it as this currency of connection, this soul energy, they're very deeply connected, is my experience, but that soul, heart gives access to soul. So soul is sort of this esoteric kind of concept, and it's, you know, everyone has their own definition and I wholeheartedly support that. But my experience has been that we can get access to this sort of more invisible energy, if you will, through the heart. But the only way my experience has shown and a lot of science supports is to really tap into our feeling experiences to be able to go there, which is why often when we'll have a soulful experience, there's an emotion that's very directly connected usually. So the two are intrinsically linked, but in order to really access full soul, the heart is very much a part. And my experience has been that often it's left out. I mean, we even see a lot of mind, body, soul. I love that you spoke about mind, heart and body, because for me, you know, the heart sort of gets a bit dismissed and we sort of intellectualize or rationalize our understanding of the heart and don't really drop in because it's uncomfortable to feel. We've been taught not to and to suppress that. So I feel like it's an important gateway to soul. They work together.
Erwin, the author, Erwin McManus says, the soul is the space that contains the universe within. And often I love that the soul is the space that contains the universe within. And I've always felt that, you know, God sort of speaks to me through my heart and my soul, you know, and like in a way when we have that gut instinct and, you know, because we just need to let our instincts guide us, right? That's our sort of navigation tool. And so that's also sort of connected to the universe. So I love that.
Absolutely right. And so the method to sort of, you know, just step into that, it is this four-step method that actually helps us to alchemize blocked energy or stress or fear or anxiety or whatever's putting a real sort of stop on us. Because that's often, you know, so many people have been paralyzed by these circumstances right now. And in life in general, you know, fear, angst, stress, all these things that put a hold on us. If we don't move through them, we have a more difficult experience accessing soul or heart. So by feeling into, so the four steps, it's a four-step method, helps you to really move through, you know, you see with heart vision, you feel, we'll get into it after, but you feel the, you know, feelings, you release them, and then you come back to flow, which ultimately is synchronicity or that sort of soul, that heart currency that connects us, that is really available. And it's so beautiful to witness it at a scale, at a group level, or just even now through digital technology. It's amazing how, you know, people are getting Zoom burnout, screen burnout. We bring HeartRise in and it's like, we just activate the space and it's amazing.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. I actually just want to plug in my computer just to make
sure. Yes, absolutely.
My beautiful hotel room here. Okay, let's see if this works. Perfect.
Very IRL. Here we are. I love, that's one of the things I've loved so much about all the Zooms. You know, we really have had this experience of getting to really know each other in a real way. It's been, I think, one of the greatest sort of outcomes of this whole season, where we get to really be more real with each other in such a, you know, authentic way, because so often we're guarding, we're masquerading, we're blocking.
That's right. We can't really show up as our authentic true self. And I was saying to a friend that really, like, this is the way that we work now, sort of, you know, being open about, you know, the messy background and the kids running through. And this is, you know, if women and men both equally started in the workplace at the same time, and if we, you know, I mean, you know, 2020 was the 100th year that women got celebrated the right to vote. But really, this is how society should have been set up to begin with, right? It's just taken us so long to get here, and the transparency. So that's why so much of our movement is, we got to really get, you know, everyone to create and rebuild systems, right? Rebuild how things are done and really change the paradigm. You've been teaching this in corporations and organizations and groups. And as I'm hearing you talk about the method, I just think about the deprivation that, you know, the pervasive deprivation of how much people need this to, you know, to have permission to even like take off the tinfoil, right? You know, that has been like you're wrapping your heart around, because you need to show up in a way that is like, oh, you're not vulnerable, and you are, you know, you're all about, you know, what, achieving what, you know, the organization wants versus what you think really should happen potentially. And, you know, that authenticity has been missing so much. So tell us about, you know, the transformation. Like, what are you seeing in organizations or with groups of people? Give us some examples after they go through this experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that. I mean, what's been most rewarding and most impactful is really that very capacity for people, firstly, to feel, I'd say the two big things that come from sessions are they feel safe and they feel held, they feel seen. So that, they, you know, and imagine, these aren't words that we normally would attribute with a corporate environment, but actually, as most of the more innovative leaders who have been moving through this season of change now, and I believe we all are leaders in our own life and in our relationships and in the way that we move and you know, in the world, when we start to really embody that and we start to be real and show up as our true selves and show vulnerability, you know, as leaders, I've seen that sort of relief suddenly drop in when they can actually invite their teams and invite that sort of collaborative spirit and share vulnerability and get real about the pain so we can get real about the healing and collaborate in that union. And the energy that becomes available in that is truly cathartic. So, you know, whereas, you know, past sorts of trainings and such for leaderships were often very much imbued with more sort of like rational bottom line, let's make this happen, like really sort of productivity and very sort of the heady, more intellectual approach to leadership. And now the sort of softer, more emotional skills and that sort of capacity to really lead from a place of truth within is actually the greatest way to be agile in these changing times, right? Because if we're pretending like we've got it all together and we're holding so much inside, inevitably at some point, the sort of either the breakdown or the dragon, the eruption, the reactivity comes out, right? If we're not moving through what we're holding inside, it's toxic and it's dangerous. So the opposite is true too. And we see this. So when I go in and I work with leaders, for them to suddenly feel safe enough to share their truth and to be more human with their teams, the catharsis that starts to happen and the synergy and the sense of belonging and community, which, you know, so many companies struggle with retention and this changing culture and, you know, safety and sort of security with jobs and all. When you really build a culture of belonging and trust, when people feel seen and held and supported and their experiences and their contribution matters, game changer. So it's really been beautiful to witness that. And the other piece has been, I've seen how much in going into the corporate culture and working with the whole person, so I love the whole life piece, but working with the heart of the person and the teams together, we've had people come back and say, wow, it's helping with my marriage or my relationship with my daughter. You know, I've had heads of teams or heads of people come back and say, you know, selfishly, I'm loving this because it's helping in my other relationships. Because when we get heart smart, when we start to really move through what we're holding and build that emotional resilience, what we're capable of and how we show up in all of our relationships shifts. And I think that's a big part of the change too. We're not compartmentalizing anymore. That's an old school mandate based on a lot of that sort of early systems building that you were describing, right? It was sort of like, I have to be this way and I have to have it all together. And, you know, newsflash, not at all. And we're clearly seeing that. And how can we be innovative? How can we be co-creative? How can we innovate? And that comes with this collaborative spirit of heart that you can only access when you're really home in your heart.
Yeah. And it's, gosh, it's just, it's like a, it's something that has been repressed really since the beginning of time, it feels, in our business systems. And it's the authenticity piece. Like if we have the permission, right, to actually, you know, to actually share really what's going on and really be our whole self and not be have to mask and, you know, like be one person here, but another person there. And it, because that's the exhausting piece, but it takes courage. It takes courage and to do that because of, you know, what culture tells us, right?
Absolutely.
So what, having said that, what is one takeaway, and I know we're going to then move into a 3-minute heart rise meditation for, you know, our audience, this live stream, and our community who's going to be watching this in our How We Rise podcast and on the She Summit platform. But share the, you know, if there was one takeaway that somebody could just practice, you know, just coming off of this session, what would that be?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, it's funny, we were talking about the plugging in the machine. I'll often say, and you described heart power as sort of that, you know, so heart power is a really big part of the practice and plugging into that power source, which is intelligent and wise and guiding. And so in moments or situations where maybe it's an email that comes in the like I'm getting really practical here because life is in session, it's real time, you know, tech might break down in a situation, you know, whatever it is that the situation in the moment that might arise that would challenge you. It could be big, it could be small, it could be a huge decision you're making, it could be a relational decision, it could be, you know, or should I take this job or not? Should I leave this job or not? Whatever the, to really take that pause and create a little bit of space, because cultivating heart vision, which is the first step of the method, and really starting to see with the eyes of the heart through love's eyes, through that vibrational wisdom, to start checking in with, we have this compass inside that we so often suppress, and because we don't want to feel, so we're busy looping and head tripping and right? We're all in the head, right? So we're rationalizing, we're judging, we're creating stories, and now we're crafty, right? So the real prompt is, instead, when a situation challenges you at all, and even as a first way to wake up in the morning before you pick up your device and plug hands on the heart and just take a few long, deep breaths, and we'll have an actual experience of it. But, you know, and it's interesting, actually, I've just created during COVID these little Ignite Bites, which are 4-minute meditations. And if I tell you, people, they're free, they're delivered by text. People are telling me they're using them on the reboot throughout the day because, you know, there are different messages. Each one's a mini meditation, but it could be compassion, patience, trust, imagine, I think was this morning. You know, they're all like heart-based themes that I teach and part of our bigger program. And it just gives you just a little nugget to plug back in. But that real taking just a moment, because it starts to retrain our brain to wake up this different intelligence that's always here to support us. It's just that if we don't take the time to access it, then it just becomes a little more, you know, blocked and hardened. So
hand on the heart and just plug, taking some breaths and just plugging into your heart and listening to what your heart is telling you.
That's right.
Okay. So on that note, let's take our 3-minute guide us, please.
Absolutely. So with that, so if it's available to you, I'll invite you to bring both hands to your heart center here and just laying them over your heart, and you can close your eyes and just taking that moment here to connect in and see if you can feel and breathe into your heart, sensing and presencing, noticing if you can fully feel for your heartbeat, breathing into your heart center here, just acknowledging the gift of showing up for yourself in this moment at this time, presencing this power that lives here inside of you, this native wisdom, this intelligence that is ever present and each time you come home to strengthens you. So as you breathe here, tuning in and seeing with heart vision your heart's intention for this season, what are you wanting to commit your heart to? It may be for this day, for this chapter, for this season, for this year. See what arises here. Breathe into that, feeling that as you breathe, witnessing it, just acknowledging it as you breathe and bringing up any feelings now that arise as you breathe. Really powering up that intention, powering up your heart, aligning with it as you breathe. Each breath, feeling more, feeling into your heart's intention as you breathe. Connecting here, building self-trust and with heart knowing as you breathe here. Releasing any attachment now, amplifying, releasing, letting go, creating space for that radiant integral soul energy, that source itself, that heartful knowing to flow through you here, breathing with heart wisdom. Just allow that currency that connects us, that heartful presence to restore you, to replenish you, remembering that everything lives here within you. Your heart is your engine. It is your loving source, your guiding force. Breathing now as you remember, as you recognize this power and presence that resides here inside. Presencing, if there's a word or a message, what is here for you in your heart, listening deeply, trusting, honoring. Everything is here for you, feeling held as you come back and just noticing the earth, the ground holding you, keeping that breath long and expansive and bringing this heartful energy and presence to guide and support you throughout the rest of your day and a place to come back to at any time. And as you feel ready, just gently opening your eyes here, welcoming you back. Just noticing how that little mini recalibration feels. If you feel called wherever you are and you want to write your words or what may have come through, please do. It's a powerful way to amplify that heartful energy. That was just a little sample, but thank you for.
Thank you so much.
Mm.
Yeah, we got to plug into our heart.
Mm.
And the mindfulness, remembering to remember.
Yes.
Because when we do feel anxious, you know, it's easy to just let what leads your day is to your to-do list, and often our confidence or our sense of self-worth,
yes,
and success is tied to productivity. Yes. And it's so in the head. And the more, you know, the more you actually try to control with the mind, it's almost like the more anxiety there is. And the seek, you know, how we seek perfection, how we seek to, you know, is this going to be the right way to do something versus releasing all of that and just plugging to your heart, you know, and your breath, because that's where all the wisdom lies.
It really is. Yeah.
One little add
if I can, because yeah. I love what you said about the head coming after, you know, and I will just say that it's so much about the head bowing to the heart's wisdom. So when you activate that, so for anyone who's referring to because you're super in your head and you're smart, I mean, the more intellectual, the more challenging these ideas can be, but it's when we reorient and you start to plug in heart first, that your head will then be recalibrated. They'll work together. So it's not about dismissing the brilliance of the mind, but you get it on board with the heart power and watch out.
Yeah, I love the bowing to the heart, the mind bows to the heart. That's beautiful. So Jessie May Wolf, founder, creator of the Heart Rise Method. Check out her website at heartrisemovement.com. Yeah. HeartRiseMovement.com. And she also has this great text message new tool that she just launched. It's available on her website. And thank you so much. We will definitely be spending more time together online this year, doing other cool collaborations. And for everybody, you know, you can catch this whole life leadership method and message on my YouTube Claudia Chan channel, on my How We Rise podcast, and sign up and connect with me at shesummit.com/Claudia, and we'll send you some more tools. Thank you so much for sharing the space today, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.